Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We are back with a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Feeling good, brother Spike. It is Friday. I'm excited. Man, listen, we need a W in the worst way this weekend from our birds. I don't want to hear any of that nonsense. It's a Football Friday, getting ready for a big win on Sunday in Minneapolis. Jackie Baseball, you, I will not take any more nonsense out of you. Yesterday, listen, you pushed the envelope quite a bit. You pushed that line quite a bit yesterday on my day. Lucky I love you. Lucky I love you. Holla at your boy.
Oh, we're still doing that?
Okay. Come on. All right. Come on.
I gave you a whole day on Wednesday.
And the top five.
I gave you a whole day, and here you are again doing the
Good
Wednesday.
To be here. Good to be here.
It will be a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. As usual, it's loaded. Nick Kostos joins us a little bit later, right around 10 after 3, to give us your picks for the weekend. Ooh. Tornado.
Somebody went 3-0.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
3-1.
3-1, but
well, yeah, when you count the Eagles. Yeah, well,
One of us went 0-4.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, well, you went 1-3.
Yeah. Well, it's not 0-4. All right. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. Jaws joins us at 4. We'll give away the belt. I'm sure Tommy down the shore will check in. I'm sure Rios will call up with some psychotic speech later on. It's going to be a big, big, big show. So. You know, we've talked a lot, of course, about the current Eagles, and most times when we talk about them, a lot of the comparisons have been to 2023. Is this going to be like 2023? And Nick Sirianni brought up when he was on with the morning show the other day, well, we turned it around in 2024. So it seems like the two options we've been talking about for this Eagles team on this Football Friday are, which way is it going to go? Are they going to unravel like 2023? Or are they going to get it together, become a Super Bowl contender like 2024? But I was thinking this morning, those aren't really the two paths. I think there are three paths for this team. And this will be an On the Record Friday. We want to know which path you think these Eagles are going to take. 215-592-9494. The way I see it, there are three paths. There is, it unravels completely, gets ugly like 2023. That's certainly possible. There is, they get it together, they have too much talent, they end up being a Super Bowl contender just like 2024. That is one path. But the third path, I think, is the most maddening, and I actually think is the most likely, is that it stays kind of like this all year long. That we will get some weeks where the Eagles look good, and we will get some weeks where the Eagles look bad. We will get some games where they look good and they look bad. They will be overall pretty confounding, and we will wind up with some sort of 9-10 win season, maybe get in the playoffs, something like that. We talk ourselves into it.
But that is the
other option, is that, man, it just sort of stays like this, that we get a true Super Bowl hangover season for the whole season, that it doesn't unravel, it doesn't come together, it just sort of stays like this. So, Ike, will ask you, and I'm asking you at 215-592-9494, which path do you think it takes?
No surprise here, brother. I haven't given up on back-to-back. We're going back to the Super Bowl like I predicted at the beginning of the year, and I haven't wavered from that. And here's why. I believe there's enough time to get this thing turned around, Spike. I really do. There are small signs that I'm liking. Not big signs to tell me there's a great change about to happen. But if I can get small signs that things are at least headed in a positive direction, then time is on my side because I have 12 weeks to get this thing the way we want it to be. I don't know what the ultimate record is going to be at the end.
Sure,
but
yeah.
There is the potential to be playing your best football late in the year and this thing clicking, and then you go on a run because you know what that feels like to be in the postseason, to play football, meaningful football in late December, January, into February. We have that experience more than any other NFC team. More than any other NFC teams. Now, there's some coaches that have great experience, but I don't know if their rosters have the experience that the Eagles have over the last 3 years with the majority of this roster and the coaching staff. So I'm going to hang my hat on that. And here's another thing that I'll look at. If they can get past Sunday, and Sunday won't be an easy win. It won't be. It's not an easy task. A, it's on the road.
Yep, against a tough defense.
Yes. So you... Until I can really see the running game get going, everything is going to look difficult to me.
Yep.
But if they can get past Sunday with a W, you got the Giants after that at home. That's a win.
Oh, yeah.
Not being swept by the Giants.
Okay.
That's not happening.
All right.
Then we got a bye week. You come out of the bye week, you got Green Bay, who I think is a good team, not a great team.
Okay.
You got Detroit. It's at home.
Okay.
It's at home, not on the road.
It's a good team, though.
No, very good team.
Yeah,
arguably okay. The best team in the NFC right now.
Yeah.
No, that's going to be a difficult opponent. This is where I'm assuming we're starting to get going, right? And so I'm assuming that's a toss-up right there. That's a toss-up. And then I got the Cowboys, the Bears, the Chargers, the Raiders, Washington. Buffalo won't be easy on the road. I had that as a loss already. But you got Washington in two out of the last 3 weeks. All I'm saying is that somehow we made it through the most difficult stretch of the schedule the first 4 weeks.
At
we
four
made it
and
through
two.
It undefeated.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
If we can get through this stretch here, winning the majority of the games, you go into the playoffs at 12-5, playing, winning the NFC East, you're hosting a playoff game.
Yep.
I trust us. So,
and I would say that is Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
That's really the question. The question is less about what their record will be. It's more about a feel. Is it an unraveling? Is it a come together where we go into the playoffs and they're a real Super Bowl contender? Or is it just sort of this, you know, two steps forward, two steps back, sort of back and forth. We're going to have to talk ourselves into it season. And that is what it feels like to me.
And I understand that. All I'm saying is right now, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, we get to the bye week and say we've lost. If we lose to Minnesota, you're 4-3, and then we go into the bye week at 5-3. Yeah, it won't feel as good.
Yep.
It won't feel as good. But you're still 5-3.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no one in the NFC right now that's
undefeated. Running away with it, yes.
I mean, and Tampa is 5-1. Everybody's sort of waiting for that to come back to earth a little bit. You're really in there with, you know, the Lions are 4-2. The Niners are 4-2. They seem like a fake 4-2. The Rams are 4-2. Who knows?
I think Detroit and Tampa, I like Tampa because of what they're doing. I like Detroit because of what they're doing.
Yep. Yeah, they're good teams. They're good teams.
But Green Bay has a little bit of experience. They've been in the playoffs the last 2 years, so you got to give them credit for that.
But not running away with it.
Yeah.
There doesn't look to be any team that is. All right, 215-592-9494. It's on the record Friday. Which path do you see most likely for the Eagles? They end up as a Super Bowl contender, it completely unravels, or we stay in this middle portion where it doesn't really feel like anything and ends up being a true Super Bowl hangover season. Jack, which path do you think is most likely?
I think they're going to be fine.
Really?
I think they're going to be fine. They're like, I like a lot of stuff coming out of the locker room this week. I know it sounds like I'm trying to talk yourself into
them. That's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Yeah,
the AJ thing was, I thought, putting on a little bit of an act, but like I liked what Saquon said, and I think Saquon's the real equalizer here, you know. And I think he said he's falling back in love with the process again. Like, the second Saquon gets back to being Saquon, they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
So I think this is still 11-12 win football team,
and they go into the playoffs as Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah.
Again.
Right. They're going through a rough patch.
And all the mood stuff is one thing. The offensive line not playing well is something that's really real. I can't even remember experiencing that as an Eagles fan, you know, anytime recently.
It's been a while. Well, really, I mean, that 2020 season was so bad, I don't even know who to blame what in that season.
Yeah, we weren't even there. It didn't even count.
Yeah, it didn't even count.
That was one of the weirdest things ever is when I went for Merrill, Mike, and Howard to call that game, and I was in the stadium with nobody in the stands watching that game. One of the weirdest things ever in history. All right, we'll get to your calls in a second. 215-592-9494. Want to tell you first about something important in your home. That is your water heater. Hot water, so important. Think about that in the winter. You get up, nice hot shower when you get up. You need a professional-grade water heater for that. A water heater that gives you superior performance. That's what Bradford White is. Bradford White water heaters are professional-grade to make sure that you are getting the performance you expect and you deserve. What does professional-grade mean for your home or for your business? It means reliability. When you want hot water, you're going to get it. It means it long-lasting. The Bradford White water heater is going to be a staple in your home when you buy it, longer than any other water heater you're going to buy. You buy a Bradford White, you're not going to have to worry about replacing it for a long, long time. Built to be the best. So when it is time for you to replace your water heater, I want you to remember two words: Bradford White. Ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White or go to bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Bo. B-O-W-L. Bo. You think I'm about to turn on my team?
No, but I'm asking you to not...
I'm fully confident. Listen.
Are you really?
It's a football Friday, so I don't want to hear nothing about no coach, no quarter, none of that today. Listen, what was it? Burn the boats, burn the ship. Whatever you got to burn, whatever get you a standing ovation, whatever get you feeling right. Come on, man. Dude, who the best team in the NFC? The Bucks?
Well, but
put foot in there.
Well, right now they are, yeah.
Yeah, but okay, all right. But let's not look at – I'm trying to get to your heart, not what's on your chest right now. We can say from now until forever that nobody in the NFC is good. And that is true. But that also includes the Eagles who aren't good. So when I'm asking you, are they going to be a Super Bowl contender? The question isn't, are we going to be an also-ran with a bunch of also-rans? Do you really believe that this – because you have seemed very upset the last 2 weeks. You really believe that this is coming together as a team that looks – real going into the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen, if my kids get an F at school, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to get on their ass, but I still don't believe I don't believe in them. Listen, I know they got the talent, and I know they got the ability to get it done. Listen, I'm not no Shaggy. I'm not no Scooby-Doo. I need Howie Roseman to figure out a way to get Nicki Minaj's booty off this team. That's what I need him to be doing. You know what I'm saying? On his typewriter, phone, whatever. I need him to figure that out because we got the pieces. I'm not worried about – listen, we had a Woosaw week. We got our asses kicked. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get knocked down to get built back up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to see Isaiah Rodgers. Oh, Isaiah Rodgers, this, that. He got foots coming this week. Let's see Isaiah Rodgers, because you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you've been doing a little bit of receivers, Green Bay receiver. Maybe they don't got nobody. Romeo Dobbs, like, you know, they're hard down Romeo.
He ain't went up against nothing like AJ and Devontae yet.
We gonna see, you know what I'm saying? And a QB, I ain't worried about it. Listen, we had to reset. You know what I'm saying? We had to get it Saquon. All I know is the Carter and Q on the defensive side. As long as I got these three on the defense, these four on the defense. Hooper DeJean, Q, Carter, and Vic Vangio, we can play football.
Throw Zach Bond in there, too.
Zach Bond, disrespect.
Yeah, throw Zach Bond in there, too.
But Zach Bond was out there the past 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So all I know is when I got those
so is Kurt.
Yeah, you done turned. Yeah, exactly.
So is Vic Fangio. What are you talking about? Yeah. What are we doing here?
Together, you know, I know my defense can get it done.
Okay.
I got more faith in Zach Bond than I do Jalen Carter right now.
At this moment?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody was worried about a shootout. Listen, all I know is if we get in a shootout, I ain't never seen walking to him winning no shootout. I know a quarterback that's been in plenty of shootouts that's walked out victorious. So don't be worried. If we get in a shootout, you know who going to come out on top with that. I got evidence.
We don't want to be in a shootout. Yes, I don't want to be in a shootout.
I'm just saying. So, Vikings, whoever, I know y'all at home, you know what I'm saying? Brian Flores, you're going to bring the pressure. I respect everything. All I'm saying is it's going to be a game on Sunday. We've been disrespected a lot. Cam Newton, all that, y'all been disrespecting us. Also, on the way out, you know, I ain't going to keep y'all too long, but I was told, you know.
Oh, boy.
Any quarterback, you know, you put them in our offense, they could do whatever. I saw a team last night. You put a quarterback in there, they look pretty good. I holler at y'all.
Well, what is that?
That's not the flex you think it is.
His point is saying that you can also put any comparable quarterback in the Bengals offense and they look good.
Well,
that's his point that he's making.
I mean, that's actually not true because they had Browning in there and he was so bad that he didn't look good.
Well, you can argue he's not competent. Whereas Joe Flacco is competent.
Right, yeah. And point being, I don't know. What's going on here?
That's the other issue.
That's why it's not the flex that he thinks it is. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
It's not like Joe Burrow didn't also put up, 5,000 yards last year with that?
Right.
It's not like...
There is something, too, I think, when if you're listening, you didn't watch the game last night. It was basically a shootout between Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco. And Joe
they
Flacco,
called it the icy hot bowl.
Yeah, and Joe Flacco just got to the Bengals this week.
Yeah,
I think there is something to, and this happened. I think it happened to an extent with Kenny Pickett last year when he got in the game, where you go into a situation that you're not used to, and you just dumb it down to yourself, and you look for the best guy,
man,
and just throw it to the best guy because you can only. Look, if you get beat throwing the ball to Ja'Marr Chase and like last year with Pickett and Tanner McKee,
beat without throwing the ball.
Yeah, they just think to themselves, look, I'm going to do the basic things. I'm going to throw it to the best guy and look what's going to happen. And you saw what happened last night.
Yep.
I wonder if, do you think if we put Corey on a lie detector test, that he actually believes that they are truly going Super to come together, or he's hoping?
Yeah.
Do you think it's believing or hoping?
It's probably more hoping.
Yeah.
Even I'm more hoping. Wow.
216.
Listen, my confidence is, we need to win Sunday, man.
Badly.
That's what I need, is a win Sunday. I need to see something so that I can feel more confident. Right now, I don't know if we're being honest with ourselves. I don't know how it can't be more hope than it is full confidence.
Yes.
It has to be leaning towards more. You hope this thing gets turned around.
Well, I think
that's where I'm at.
There were two things that were illuminating to me this week talking to guests. One about the season as a whole and one about Sunday. Mm-hmm. As the season as a whole, I asked Jordan Mailata, Shiel Kapadia, Mike Mayock. I will ask Jaws today the first question.
Also ask Kostos.
I will ask Kostos. What is one thing the Eagles are doing well right now? And the response was the same for all of them. Ooh, jeez. Yeah. Mayock didn't even answer me. At least Shiel tried. So that was the first thing that was illuminating. And then the thing that makes me nervous about Sunday is specifically what Mayock said about what Brian Flores specifically does.
Yeah.
That his calling card is the thing that we have had trouble with all year.
Sim pressures.
The sim pressures, where you have seven or eight guys on the line of scrimmage to start, and that you don't know if they're coming at you or you don't know if they're backing into coverage. Mm-hmm. And it will say a lot about what this mini buy has meant for the Eagles, because they have to know it's coming.
Yeah.
Jalen has to know it's coming. Petullo has to know it's coming.
I wonder what counter do we have?
What is it?
To get them out of that.
Right. Right. Or to just, to beat it so they don't do it anymore.
Yeah, so they stop doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Which path do you see most likely for the Eagles? They get it together, become a Super Bowl contender. They completely unravel like 2023, or they stay in this middle ground all year. Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Ike, Spike, Jack, good afternoon. Happy belated birthday, Ike.
Appreciate it, Ed. Thank you, brother.
So it's a funny, discussion when the difference between confidence and hope. You know, confidence in my estimation is it's based on observation, and I've really seen no very minimal signs that we're going to turn this around in the six games that we've played. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we have 11 games left, so there's certainly hope. My biggest concern, and it always goes it feels like history is kind of repeating itself with Jalen, and you go back to he's been through 11 offensive coordinators. Well, what have been the two constants over the past five seasons? It's been Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. And then there's been some turnover with the roster, with the coaching staff. I really think a large part of the problem is Jalen Hurts is either, I don't say inability, but just, watching last night was very tough to kind of process given, aforementioned, Joe Flacco's been there all of a week, and he just kind of steps in and, throws it to Jamar Chase 16 times. I really want it to happen, but I have no reason to believe, based upon what I've seen, that it will. That's kind of the conundrum I'm in right now.
Yeah, you almost need to see it to believe it.
And consistently, because as soon as we see it and believe it, they give us a reason immediately to not believe it anymore.
Right.
And the thing
about the next half.
Yeah, and that, I think that's related to the Flacco thing too, because we all see the half and we go, we know they can do it. But also, we all saw Joe Flacco yesterday, and I don't think any of us assumes that Joe Flacco can just repeat what he did last night over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So just because you do something once doesn't mean that you're able to do it consistently. I think, Ed, I think the confidence has to come from the personnel. Is that it can't come from what you've seen this year. It really can't. It can't come from the running game.
It's been shaky.
Yeah, it's been shaky. Yep. It has to come from, we've seen enough of these players and these coaches do it. That's where the confidence has to come from, because I think we all agree we haven't seen enough of it on the field this year.
So the confidence is almost I would look at it as a sliding scale.
Yes.
Right? So it's how much confidence do you have?
Yeah.
And I would be at that five or below.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying, based on the things that I've seen, I'm more hopeful than I am absolutely confident this is going to get turned around. I want to see Sunday, because Sunday, I think, will tell me a lot because they've had extra time off.
You've been pointing to the mini bye for a few weeks.
They've had extra time off, so it allows for the coaches to self-evaluate and do some things differently. And it seems like the players are ready to move on from whatever that was those first 4 or 5 weeks.
They're trying.
And they're and Jack's right. At least the messaging this week seems to be a little different.
Yeah.
Like it seems to be a little different coming out of the locker room. And hopefully that leads to production on the field.
How do you like that, Jack? You got a Jack's right on the Eagles.
Just another day.
Yeah.
I called the run last year.
Oh, you did.
Want that on the record.
You did.
We'll see what happens this time.
All right.
And I'm looking forward to all this. I smell a Glazer something about they had a team meeting this week, Sunday, for the pregame.
I don't need any more team meetings.
My smell test is up.
Yes, I don't need
I'm smelling Glazer on Sunday morning.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any more meetings or any of that stuff, man. Just go play football, man.
Smelling Glazer. You're smelling yourself talk about Bryce?
Yeah.
Is that what you're smelling? Yeah.
I don't get it.
The Glazer.
You Glazer.
Oh, I'm not a Glazer.
You
are. We kind of are. We are.
Yeah. 2026 Bills.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Which path do you really feel in your heart? I'm changing it from an on-the-record Friday to a tell-the-truth Friday.
That's right. Yes.
It's got to be, I really want what's in your heart. Are they going to get it together, become a Super Bowl contender? Are they going to completely unravel? Or are they going to keep us in this middle zone the whole year where we're not sure if they're good or if they're not? Coming up next, big news. All I'm saying is, big news about tonight.
Ooh.
Speaking of glaze.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I don't deny it. Big news about tonight. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Break out the champagne glasses. Condoms. Have one on us. Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomb a hoochie with precision.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 232 Pac every day on the show, along with 530 Creed.
Oh, man.
Only show bringing you those two things.
I told Ike I'd get one today.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Gangsta Party's a good one.
Two of America's most wanted.
That's right.
And you.
Yes.
Me, you two, and Mosh.
Yes.
Mosh came down here, tried to get in on 232 Pac.
Really?
Brought up a Nas song.
Oh,
yeah,
is that really what happened?
It was a really tough scene.
What song?
You can't do anything around him.
Oh, wait for the top five today. I'm just letting everyone know early.
Oh, really?
It's on one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What song did Mosh sing?
Mosh suggested One Mic.
Oh, which is an awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. He came in cocky, too. He's like, that's really his Tupac, you know? Of course, there's free food down here, so he's lingering. He's a problem.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google 5-star reviews. Experience the difference online at marks-jewelers.com. How many wins will the Eagles end the regular season with? The options are 7 or under, 8 to 10, or 11 plus. Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
8 to 10 or 11 plus.
7 or under, 8 to 10 or 11 plus.
I'm going to go 11 plus still. Slightly, it's 3 of them, so I'll go the majority rules there. Let's go 48%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's actually at 50% 11 plus.
Okay.
42.3% 8 to 10.
Okay.
Which is, you know, not good, but sort of where I am. Yeah. It's the 8 to 10. And then 7% at 7 or under, which would be the complete unraveling of the Eagles. The question being today, which path, we've been talking about 23 and 24 a lot. Which path do you think is most likely? But I've added a third path. There's the unraveling of 23. There's the come together as a Super Bowl contender as 24. Or the third path that I think is most likely is that we stay in this zone the whole season, where some weeks we think they're good, some weeks we think they're terrible, and it just ends up as sort of a Super Bowl hangover season the whole year. So before we get back to the Eagles, two big Sixers points today. The first, per Chris Haynes of Yahoo, Joel Embiid will return tonight and make his debut this season in the Sixers' final preseason game.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
We've been sort of talking about the possibility of him playing in this game. I thought he was going to play in this game. I thought he was definitely going to play in the opener. He hasn't played in a preseason game in a very long time. I am unreasonably excited to see him, and I believe that what we will see, I know this, you'll say, of course, it sounds like this. Yeah. I think Joel Embiid will look better than most people think he's going to look in terms of physically. I think he will look worlds better than any point we saw him last year, and I think it's going to look like Joel Embiid. Now, how long he can
do
that?
Yeah, I was going to say, how long is that? So what are you looking for in minutes tonight?
Oh, I think he plays 6 or 8 minutes in the first quarter, and that's it. That would be my guess, is that he just gets out there to show everybody and for him to get some time with the team.
Right,
I think that's it. It also seems like Paul George isn't going to play in the opener, but I think he'll play pretty close to the opener.
Okay.
But the question is how many games in a row can Joel do this before we wind up in the same place? I'm going to hedge my excitement, but I am excited to watch him play tonight. I have every video I've seen, whether it's him playing one-on-one with the guys or him playing a blue white scrimmage, he has looked pretty nimble and very thin, and I think what we're going to see tonight is a Joel Embiid that reminds us of what Joel Embiid has looked like previously.
Yeah, you know what? I gotta be honest. I'm going to this thing with very little expectations. I'm happy that he's going, because that certainly indicates that he'll be ready opening night. If they're going to play him in a preseason game,
yes,
then,
unless something goes wrong between then and now. Yes, definitely.
So I'm excited about that. I don't want to push it too far. I'm all about slow rolling this thing. I don't need back-to-backs. I don't need 30-plus minutes early in the season. I need him to just get in the flow of being out there on the basketball court and playing and getting off the court healthy and being able to come back a game or two later and getting back out there on the court again. So yeah, I'm excited about that. I can't wait to tune in and check him out.
Yeah, and even though he's playing in a preseason game, I don't think they're going to push him. I think what they will do is they will play every game, see how he reacts to every game, and they'll be more cautious than aggressive.
Yeah.
But also with the realistic thing of he's going to have to play in basketball games. This whole thing where I've had a couple people say to me, well, what if we just held him out for the first month? It's like, if he is physically ready to play basketball games, he's got to play basketball games, you know? They have to play together.
Yeah.
So that is the first thing. The other thing, not a huge surprise, as we've seen him around Josh Harris and the Commanders for a while, this came from Adam Schefter. Former Golden State Warriors general manager Bob Myers is leaving his role at ESPN as a basketball analyst to become president of sports for Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, giving him the ability to work across the world's many top leagues. Myers will now work in a full-time role with the goal of maximizing opportunities and bolstering processes for a portfolio that includes the Devils, the 76ers, Crystal Palace FC of the Premier League, and an investment in Gibbs Racing and NASCAR. Myers will continue to support Josh Harris, the managing partner of the Washington Commanders. Mm. So the first thing that I think went into my head and a lot of other people's heads was Jerry Colangelo. Is the last time that we had a guy in charge and they brought in a guy, you know, who had a resume, at least, though Bob Myers and Jerry Colangelo are different, that I think most people started to think, well, this is the beginning of the end for Daryl Morey, right? Mm-hmm. Is that they brought this guy in as a check to Daryl Morey. So I don't think that there is any truth to that. I think that Bob Myers sees this as a big opportunity. I think this job is bigger than running a basketball team, you know, being in charge of all of this. I also see, now I do think there is a negative, and I'll mention that in a second. I also, like, it makes sense that Harris Blitzer should have one person who oversees all of the sports teams, right, who has a history in running sports teams. I think all of that makes sense.
Yep.
But I do, so, and I, from what I understand, Morey and Bob Myers have a good relationship. So, you know, there's that Jerry Colangelo and Sam Hinkie did not have a relationship. That was a very different thing. I think the thing that concerns me, as much as Bob Myers has to have a holistic view of all of this, is that this Sixers ownership in their history has had several instances of confusion at the top as to who is actually in charge. And it goes all the way back to when Rod Thorn was here. He thought he was in charge. Doug Collins thought he was in charge. Tony DeLeo thought he was actually the general manager, thought he was in charge. Adam Aaron thought he was in charge. We had that. We had the Hinkie-Jerry Colangelo thing. I believe at one point they asked Hinkie to work with Danny Ferry as sort of like co-general managers, which is an insane thing, right? We had when Elton Brand was in charge, there were also three or four guys under Elton Brand who had too much pull and also thought they were general manager. So the thing that I think we should keep our eyes open for is all of this is fine until Daryl Morey wants to make a move and Josh Harris says to Bob Myers at some point, what do you think of the move? Mm. And if Bob Myers doesn't agree.
Right.
And then...
then what happens?
What is...
Who gets final word?
If several people in charge are in charge, nobody's in charge. It's right. Sort of the way that I think. So I think on its surface, this isn't some... look, either the Sixers are going to work out or they're not going to work out. Daryl Morey's either going to keep his job or he's going to get fired. That's really the end of it. I don't think this is some having Bob Myers lying in wait. I don't think Bob Myers wants to run a basketball team.
Okay.
I think he sees his goals as much bigger. Yeah. But that said, I do think it introduces this sort of weird thing. It's sort of the thing where we would say, when we talked about Doug Peterson coming back as offensive coordinator and how... It's a good idea for a second until you start thinking about, well, then what happens when Nick Sirianni wants to do this and Doug Peterson was... So that is the concern I see, is that if there is something that Daryl wants to do that Bob Myers doesn't think is the greatest idea, what happens at that point?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, listen, I mean, you kind of summed it up with Daryl Morey being here is really based on the success or failures of the team.
I think that's
really what it boils down to. The team continues to falter, then they're going to look to make changes. That's just ultimately what's going to happen. But I think right now, I would imagine if I'm Daryl Morey, you've put together a team that can seemingly compete right now if your star players are healthy, but you've also added some youth to the team that gives you a little bit of hope for the future. So it's not like he's doing a bad job as a general manager.
No, as much of a Hinkie supporter as I was, at the time, there was certainly enough chaos going on between Jahlil Okafor thing and the... you know, I don't agree with what they did or how they did it, but it's not like the Daryl Morey is... this is not an embarrassment. It is just... it's a bad basketball thing that happened last year.
It's frustration with the injuries to the star players.
Yeah,
that's really what it boils down to. Like
100%.
Like that's ultimately what it is.
So I think the Bob Myers thing is a thing to keep an eye on. But what I don't think is going to happen is all of a sudden that Bob Myers is secretly running the Sixers or they're just
trying to maneuver.
Yeah,
they're Morey just, out.
I think what is more likely than Bob Myers replacing Daryl Morey would be if they decide to move on from Daryl Morey. Bob Myers will be there to help replace Daryl Morey.
Right.
Not that Bob Myers is going to slide into Daryl Morey's job and do that job.
Now, he could hire one of his guys.
He could.
Yeah.
He absolutely could. That, yeah. He absolutely could. All right. And look, if Bob Myers gets a Steph Curry, you know, all right, then fine. Whatever. You know, I like Daryl, but. Yeah, whatever. 215-592-9494. Before we get to the phones, I want to talk about something very important to all of us.
Way to lower your voice.
Well,
really get into sultry mode.
Get in the mood.
Yeah, this is my sex voice.
Oh wow,
how's that work?
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Look, you're about to find out.
There we go.
We care about sports. We care about music, movies, but what we also care about is your performance. When it counts.
Guys like to be stroked.
In the bedroom. And the truth is that if you are in a position, you don't have to admit it out loud to me. You don't have to say it to anyone other than to yourself that you're not quite where you used to be. That's when going to BlueChew.com can help.
Yep.
Wouldn't you like to get some chewables in the mail in a discreet and
hard
package
that help you get back to your best?
Who wouldn't?
Well, Blue Chew can do that.
Yeah.
And Jack, you asked me when I first told you about Blue Chew. You said, they're not going to have to go to a doctor's office.
What are you asking
office.
Me for?
Yeah. Yes.
Well.
You're not going to have to go to a doctor's office. You are not. That's one of the worst things with these things is you're going to have to make a doctor's appointment, have an awkward conversation
Don't
with a doctor.
That.
No. It happens all at BlueChew.com. You're also not going to have to wait in line at a pharmacy. That, as I mentioned, as we all mentioned, they are going to ship it to you direct. It all happens online. And here is the very best part of what I'm about to tell you. The first month is free. You can try it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to BlueChew.com and use code 94. Ike, I say we have Jack pay for it.
Yeah.
Pay for your first month.
He's game.
That's right.
Yep.
People helping people.
Yep. You're only going to have to pay for the shipping. It's like $5. So go to BlueChew.com. It'll take you the whole process on there. It takes about 10 minutes. Use code 94 at checkout for your first month free. And then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
Jack, you are cracking up back there.
Dude,
are you okay?
I'm doing well today.
You're right in there?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. There's one line I really wanted to jump in on, but I decided against it.
Oh, really? It was too much?
Yeah,
it was
a little too much.
Yep.
Too much. And text line's hot early, and I can't wait for the top five.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. What a big
hours.
Show. Yep.
Yeah, I know.
215-592-9494. Josh in North Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Josh?
Man, you got me.
Hi, Josh.
It's always a pleasure. How are you guys?
What's up, Josh?
So I want to say, Jack, I got my box in the mail. Thank you. The shipping came in great.
Oh, came hard
nice
package?
Street hard package.
Wow.
I just want to say thank you.
Oh, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, listen, good luck to you and you know,
Mrs.
I
the Mrs.
The
or
you guys are running away. I love it.
Or Mr. Well, look, whoever is, with the, you know, whoever... Whatever.
I love the bit.
Yeah, okay. All right. Sorry. Go ahead, Josh.
Listen, I called because I want to talk about the Eagles. How can you not be confident in our defending Super Bowl champs?
Oh,
start
boy.
The year 4-2.
Here we go. Did you take a blue chew before this call?
Yeah.
No. Listen to me. I told you, Jack. I didn't want to talk Phils. I didn't want to get people upset. I told you that. So listen, how can you not be confident? All right. You know, everything going on, they are still 4-2, right? I think one thing that they need to do on defense is get healthy. They need to tackle. I think one thing Vic, he cannot stand when we do not tackle as a defense because the way he plays, the way he calls, they need to be able to tackle on defense. I think pass rush is pass rush. I'm confident in Howie taking a swing at the trade deadline.
Can we pause for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because I can't let that one go. We'll get to the trade deadline in a second. You're like, pass rush is pass rush. What the hell does that mean? They don't have a pass
rush. I think
rush.
They're not healthy. I think they're
okay.
not healthy. Like, that's
okay.
What I think.
All right.
Like, realistically, I think no one coming back, JC coming back.
Okay.
I think they're going to make a move. I think I really hurt them when Za'Darius was like, guys, I'm hanging the cleats up. I think
tell you
really
what, if Joe Flacco keep playing the way he's playing, we're not getting Trey Hendrickson.
Well, that's true. Why would they?
Why would they get rid of him?
Yeah, game and a half out of first at this point. Yeah.
I think you're right. They were banking on that last night, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to say one more, some confidence, right? Because you're poo-pooing me, both of you two.
Yeah. Well.
I want to say this also. I know. Offensive line, I think they've been playing weak, right? I think they need to get healthy. I think
The biggest thing that hurt me was taking that NFC loss in the conference. I'm okay with taking the AFC loss. I think losing, you know, in Philly was a little hard to Denver. But I want them to come out this next two games and, like Ike said, get some dubs, store it in the bank. Well, if we end up 6-2, everybody would take that at the end of the amazing run that we went on last
year.
You can tell me every single fan would not want us to start this season 6-2.
Sure.
Well, confidence-wise, because you're poo-pooing me, right?
Yeah.
Confidence-wise, I think Jalen's eyes are his biggest weakness. I think something that he struggles with pre-snap, and everyone keeps talking in the receiver room, we need to get on the same page, we need to get on the same page, right? I think that's the biggest problem offensively is Jalen's eyes. I think he struggles because the offensive line, their quality of play right now is down. We can all agree on that. So his eyes don't stay downfield. I think he gets off his read sometimes a little too quickly because I think pre-snap, post-snap, what him and the receivers think they're getting, they're not getting.
Yes.
And I think we become the hammer way too we become the nail way too much.
Hit the wrong button.
We become the nail way too much.
Yeah.
I think offensively, like, you talk about predictability, and again, I'm exuding confidence because I think this is a fan base. When adversity hits us, we are the biggest bunch of whiny crybabies, man.
You think?
Yeah, we don't handle it well.
Yeah.
You're telling me that.
Yeah, we don't handle it well.
I know you're poo-pooing it, but still, like, I think this
team, it's a lot of poo-poo
we are
talk.
Definitely a projection. I know, We're definitely a projection of this fan base, especially the vibes right now. You talk about Nick being a vibe guy.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing he's having his stripes, being the head coach, bringing us to the mountain twice in Philly. Everybody talks crap about Nick. But he's been leading us for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can say what you want. He's put his time in as a head coach in Philly. That matters. You know, I think him as a leader, he's a good leader of men. I really do think that he, and the confidence-wise, is going to get us over the hump through this rough patch. We need to get healthy, men. Can I say one more thing?
Yes. That was strong.
There you go.
Strong call from Josh from North Jersey.
Game day. I mean, it's football Friday. We need that.
Josh from North Jersey, good caller.
Yeah.
I think. I
gave it back to us.
Remember him? Yeah, a good caller. The healthy thing, that's, he says, confident, that is hope. We hope. So Nolan Smith, this injury is the same injury he had at the end of last season. Yeah. You know, Elliott made a good point. It's been, you know, 10 months or 9 months since that happened. So we hope Nolan Smith will be okay. We hope Landon Dickerson will be okay. Jalen Carter, we'll have to find out how much of his lack of performance so far this year is injury related and how much is put in the work related.
Right.
You know, how much is Super Bowl hangover for him?
Yeah.
The healthy thing, we hope, you know, we hope on all of it, but I don't know. These are injuries. Landon Dickerson's hurt a lot.
And they can
linger,
man.
Yeah.
Like, especially when you talk about linemen.
Yeah.
Like they're in the trenches. They're constantly banging paws up against each other 300-pound guys. Like, that's what Jalen Carter's doing. He's getting double-teamed half the time. You know, Landon Dickerson. Stop. Listen, Landon Dickerson is double-teaming, right? Like, he's tag-teaming blocks and everything. So, yeah, those are the two guys, when you look at the injuries, where I'm like, unless they take off, I mean, meaning miss extended time so you can heal, I don't know how you heal playing football.
Well, have we heard?
It's hard to do.
I don't remember. Was Landon a limited participant in practice yesterday? Because the report from,
man, they see Brett Toth out there, man. They're like, dude,
get out there.
No, or he's like, oh man, I got to get out there.
Yes, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Because the report from Kempski last week was that Landon could miss a game or two.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll have to check in. Maybe check in with Elliott. I know he's on a plane right now, but maybe when he lands, find out what the status for Landon Dickerson is on Sunday. I agree with him. Him, almost, you want to let him take off the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because then he'll have the bye week, and then maybe he'll be healthy between then and now.
Yeah.
And we've hardly talked about the fact that Cam Jurgens had surgery on his back in the off season.
Yep.
So that's a scary thing. I know he's a young guy, but I wonder where he is in terms of recovery for that too.
You look at his play and how at times he's being pushed back. He's giving up the line of scrimmage, and whomever is playing nose tackle, D tackle, three technique, or whatever, if they're lined up over Cam, they're getting that penetration, and that's also stopping Saquon. that's stopping Saquon in the backfield. So, you know, Cam, I don't know, is the strength there as it was a year ago?
Well, because your back is the, I mean, that's the center
that's
of everything.
That's his core,
yeah. Yeah, center of everything. I'm sorry about the immaturity during that entire thing.
It's all good.
Jack made it.
We're banging and moving people.
Double teaming and penetrating.
They're constantly banging. Yeah, that was quick.
Yep. Well, Jack, I saw Jack's face when you were doing that. He was almost saying to himself, what are you doing to me? I have to cut this.
Have to?
Yeah.
You left me no choice.
Yeah, I have to.
I've been letting the show down.
Yes. All right. 215-592-9494. Which path do you believe is most likely for the Eagles? They get back into Super Bowl form. It unravels like 23, or we get stuck in this middle ground the whole year where they are just pretty good, then really bad, then pretty good, and we have to talk ourselves into it. Coming up next, we will talk a little Bryce Harper. Right?
Uh-oh.
A little Bryce, maybe?
Yeah.
A little Phils in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Your calls as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show on Up with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.